The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
To radio's most challenging hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, out of your Holy Bible, the Word of Almighty God, I welcome you to hear this true prophetic message taught in Holy Ghost anointing. Also, I call your attention to this profound fact that this ministry is teaching strictly out of the Word of God and not out of books, and I pray the Lord will truly give you ears to hear. I want to speak to you today on a message that is very controversial in this day and hour in which we live. The humanists have embraced it, and their Bible contains a very rousing message on evolution. And I want to talk to you today about evolution. And evolution is something that the Bible certainly does not teach. It contradicts it, and it contradicts the Bible. And I want to begin today in the first chapter of the Bible, verse 1. And most of you know this if you have ever read the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I was so happy a few years ago when our astronauts, one named Armstrong and another walked on the moon, and they read back to the earth out of the old King James Bible, the real Word of God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And in the same chapter, Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Verse 27, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's very readily seen, it's manifest that God did make us after his image and gave us dominion over his creation. Men recognize that fact, but they want to deny the fact that there must be a creator who is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. Paul the great apostle here, revealed in the scriptures in Romans the first chapter, beginning in verse 18, he said, "The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth," and this is what I'm telling you, is from the truth today. When you hold it in unrighteousness, God's wrath is revealed against them. "Because that which may be known of God is manifest or shown in them, for God has shown it unto them." See, they know the truth. These humanists and evolutionists know the truth, but they reject it. And he says, "Because that which may be known of God," see, is revealed to these people that reject God in the Bible. "For," now listen to verse 20, Romans 1, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world," the invisible things of him, that's from the creation of this world, "are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made, even his eternal power in Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Nature reveals the one true God of the Bible. And there's scriptures in the Bible, let me give you one of them, of Psalm 14 and verse 1. "The fool saith in his heart, there is no God." The fool saith in his heart, there is no God. When we look out here and see in nature the manifestation of God's creation, then anybody that will reject the knowledge that it speaks to our hearts, God says, He's a fool. In fact, in the 19th chapter of Psalm, the great writer, the prophet David, said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge, and there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." That's the sun, the moon, and all nature, that they speak out and say there is a God. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. "In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the end of it, and there's nothing hid from the heat of it." The sun, God's great creation. And ladies and gentlemen, God is invisible. No man has seen God at any time, but you know, in the creation of God, in nature, all the significance of the unseen, my God, have mercy. What we see is dwarfed into insignificance by what is not seen, because we know that all the forces of nature, and that is heat, light, electricity, and gravitation, are all invisible and silent, but we can see the manifestation or the results that they're there. Those unseen forces of nature affect us on every turn. We're unconscious of it many times, but you know, they had to have a creator to be where they are and have the influence they have over their lives, and our life depends on it. Well, there's no gravitation. We couldn't stay on the earth without heat or light, without electricity. Today, well, when a squall comes up in the afternoon and there's a terrible thunderstorm, there's thousands of tons of water in those clouds that you can stick your finger through. They wouldn't hold you up. If you fell out of a plane, they couldn't catch you. You ask one of these smart aleck scientists or humanists or evolutionists, how do those clouds hold up those thousands of tons of water and rain upon the earth in drops? There's no explanation for it. They cannot explain it. It is a phenomenon that's beyond their comprehension. Well, the hummingbird flies, and their wings are too small for a hummingbird to fly, but he doesn't know it, so he flies anyway. What gives him the power to fly? It has to be God. And we're living in a generation of fools that, oh, they want to mix up the species and the families, but they found out they don't mix, and there's really no missing link between the highest order of a primate and man. Between a chimpanzee or a gorilla and man, there is no missing link. God made a difference there, and that difference will always be there. We are made in the image of God, and man wasn't made a grunting, graveling old creature out of the historic past of millions of years ago, and finally he evoluted into what we are today. When God created Adam, he made him one of the most mentally brilliant creatures that's on the face of the earth, with full faculties and the use of his mind and a will that God gave to him in the creation. And today we hear many scoffing about God. Oh my, why do some men starve and others feast? Why does virtue often languish in the shadow while vice triumphs in the sunlight? Why does failure so often dog the footsteps of honest effort, while the success that comes from trickery and dishonor is greeted with the world's applause? How is it that the loving father of one family is taken by death, while the worthless encumbrance of another is spared? Why is there so much unnecessary pain, suffering, sorrowing in the world? And why, indeed, should there be any? Well, ladies and gentlemen, neither philosophy nor religion can give any final, satisfactory answer that is capable of logical demonstration and of absolute proof. Then there's ever even after the best explanation that we can give on either side a residuum of the unexplained. And then we as a Christian must fall back in the eternal arms of faith and be wise enough to say, I will not be disconcerted by these problems of life. I will not permit them to plunge me into doubt and to cloud my life with vagueness and uncertainty. You know, man arrogates much to himself when he demands from the infinite the full solution of all his mysteries. And we must resolve. I'll found my life on the impregnable rock of a simple fundamental truth, that this glorious creation with its millions of wondrous phenomena pulsing ever in harmony with eternal law must have a creator. And that creator must be omniscient and omnipotent. But that Creator himself cannot, in justice, demand of any creature more than the best that that individual can give. And by the grace of God, in every moment of the day, I'm going to do the best I can by the light I have and will ever seek more perfect illumination of the truth and live the best I can with in harmony with the truth as I see it. And if failure comes to me, I'll meet it bravely. If my pathway then lies in the shadow of trial, sorrow, and suffering, I shall have the restful peace and the calm strength of one who has done his best, who can look back upon the past with no pang of regret, and who has the heroic courage in facing the results, whatever they may be, knowing that he cannot make them different. We can build our foundation upon this fundamental faith. And all of us at times remember, there comes the great note of questioning despair that darkens our horizon and paralyzes our effort. And we say, if there really is a God, if eternal justice rules the world, why should life be as it is? Why is there so much suffering and wars and misunderstanding and death and so forth? Well, we must look to the Word of God and find the answer to our questions and the solution to our problems in His divine Word, which has the answer to every problem and every question that God would have us to know the answer to. And we'll turn to Him in faith, for the just shall live by his faith. And I thank God when we find out through the Bible that there is, through nature, even a manifestation of God, and then the person of God himself that comes to our lives whenever we accept Jesus Christ makes our faith absolutely an impregnable rock. Oh, thank God, a rock, a fortress that we can build upon that will not be shaken with these questions and mysteries of life that have no final solution or answer to. Thank God he lives, and he lives within my heart, and you can rejoice if Jesus Christ is your Lord and Master today, and God is your Father. Shall we pray? Father, receive our thanks for the Word of God and for the revelation we get that you, through your creation, that we can see the handiwork of God in everything around us. The heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament his handiwork. We thank you, Lord, that you made this revelation to us, and we have received it and find joy and happiness in serving the great invisible God that has made himself real in our lives. We thank you in Jesus' name, and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, as I've been speaking here on this message of humanism, atheism, and evolution, it's all the same thing. Our young people in this generation do have a problem that most of us didn't have back in the good old days, a few over 50 years old. But who do we believe? Do we believe the Bible? Do we believe these so-called spatialists we have today, PhDs out here ranting and raving about evolution and man came through a chain of monkeys on up to the present distinguishment that we have from the lower primates today? Well, who do we believe? The Bible said in Psalm 14 and 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. In Romans 1 and 20, said the invisible things of him, of God, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse. And certainly we can look up in the skies at night, in the day, or any time, and see God in the revelation that he's given us in nature and in his creation of this great universe and world in which we live. I hope you'll write me this week and stand with me as we continue to speak out against these things that are ruining our nation today and the young people of this old sick society. Remember, my address is Word of Prophecy, Brother Ray Pringle, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. I pray that you will stand with me and us in this fellowship and in this ministry to make our voice strong with a good fellowship offering. Now, until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion is our prayer for every one of you.